So let's review. The Gemara begins to discuss the sequence and layout of our Mishnah. The Gemara asks, Mechdi Tana Mimakas Solik, Mishnah de Tani Shavuos. Why does Masechet Shavuos follow Masechet Makas? And the answer is because the Mishnah toward the end of Masechet Makas in Daf Chav states, Chayav al Roish Shtayim, Achas Mikan va Achas Mikan. One who shaves off the two payas of the head, even Bevas Achas simultaneously, gets two Malkas, one for each paya. And al Azakin, Shtayim Mikan, Mishtayim Mikan va Achas Malata. One who shaves off the five payas of the beard, even Bevas Achas, gets five Malkas, one for each paya. These rulings are Chadid and Mechayav al Atarti. For one transgression, he gets multiple Malkas. Therefore, the following Masechta begins with Masechta Shavuos, which is similar in that Shavuos, Shtayim Shein Arba, the Shavuos that the Torah mentions includes multiple Shavuos. The Gemara then asks, Maishna hocha de tani lulukulu, Maishna gabi tziyah Shabbos, umaris negoyim, to like a tani lulukulu. Why does the Mishnah here in Masechta Shavuos list all the halachas that are Shtayim Shein Arba, even those of other Masechtas, while in Masechta Shabbos and Masechta Negoyim, the Mishnah mentions only one Shtayim Shein Arba that pertains to that specific Masechta? And the Gemara answers because our Mishnah needed to mention both Shavuos and Yedidus HaTumah because Tigabi Hadodi Ksivan, Vedamina Hadodi, Bekarbon Eil B'Yerid. They're both mentioned in the same parsha and they both require a Karbon Eil B'Yerid and therefore Ve'aydi Detane Tarti Tane Kulu. Since the Mishnah needed to mention two of them, it also mentions the other two, Shabbos and the Goyim. Pasach B'Shavuos Mefarish Yedidus HaTumah. The Mishnah begins with Shavuos, but first elaborates on Tumas Mikdash or Kedasha because Aydi Dezutra Milayu Pasik Sharilahu, Vahadu Tani Shavuos Nefishin Milayu. Since the halachas of Tumas Mikdash or Kedasha are brief, the Mishnah explains them first and then elaborates on the more lengthy halachas of Shavuos. The Gemara proceeds and asks, Mani Masnidin, Loyer Bishmol, Veloyer Bekiva. Our Mishnah apparently does not concur with Rabbi Shmol nor with Rabbi Kiva because regarding Shavuos Bitui, our Mishnah holds Chayv B'Lasha Avar, one brings a carbon El Viyarid even for Shavuos regarding the past, such as Achalti v'lo Yachalti. While Rabbi Shmuel holds, Ein Nechayev Ela Ala Asad Lavi. One brings a Karban El B'Yerid only for Shavuos that are regarding the future, such as Eichel v'lo Eichel, but not for Shavuos regarding the past, such as Achalti v'lo Yachalti. And regarding Yedidus HaTumah, our Mishnah holds, Chayev Al Hela Mikdash. One brings a Karban El B'Yerid even if he forgot that this was Kodshim or that this was a Beis HaMikdash, even though he knew that he was Tameh. While Rabbi Kiva holds, Al Helam Tumahu Chayev, Ve'ein Nechayev Al Hela Mikdash. One brings a Karban El B'Yerid only if he forgot that he was tummy, but not if he only forgot that this was Kachim or the Beis HaMikdash. At first, the Gemara explains, Ibai Semir Rabbi Shmuel, Ibai Semir Rabbi Kiva. The Mishnah does concur with either Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Kiva, and Mehen L'Chiyib or Mehen L'Ptur. In the cases of Shtayim Shein Arba, some cases are Chayev B'Karban, and other cases are Patzah B'Karban, which according to Rabbi Shmuel applies to Shavuos Bitui, while according to Rabbi Kiva, this applies to Yedidus HaTumah. The Gemara, however, concludes that this cannot be so, because Hadumi demaris negoyim ketani, mahasim kulu lechiyuva, avhocha nami kulu lechiyuva. The Mishnah also mentions maris negoyim in which all four cases are chayiv b'karban, and therefore regarding all the other halachas, shtayim shein arba, all four cases are chayiv. David, the Gemara explains as follows. The Mishnah refers to kulu lechiyuva lamalkas. All the cases of shtayim shein arba refer to one who committed the transgression b'mezid, intentionally, for which he gets malkas. And the Mishnah concurs with Rabbi Shmuel because Bechila Mechayev Rabbi Shmuel Lisha Avar Karban, Aval Malkas Chayev Mechayev. Regarding Shavuos Lisha Avar, one is only exempt from a Karban El B'Yerid if it was B'Shegig. However, he does get Malkas if it was B'Mezid. The Gemara now elaborates on Rabbi Shmuel that one gets Malkas in all four cases of Shavuos Bitui and asks that in the case of Eichel V'Loy Eichel, if he swore that he will eat but he did not eat, this is a Lav She'im B'Maisahu, Ve'in Loikin Olav. He violated this shvua without an action. He merely abstained from eating, for which one does not get malchus. Therefore, we must say that Rabbi Shmuel holds lav shem, but ma'isa lokin lav, one does get malchus for violating a lav without an action. If so, there seems to be a contradiction in Rabbi Yechon regarding lav shem, but ma'isa. Rabbi Yechon holds in general, halachic is stam mishnah. We always follow an anonymous mishnah. And since our mishnah is a stam mishnah like Rabbi Shmuel, who holds lav shem, but ma'isa lokin lav, therefore Rabbi Yechon must also hold this way. However, regarding the case of Shavuos Eichel Kikar Zehayayim V'Av Hayim V'Loy Achla, if a person made an oath to eat this loaf of bread today, and the day went by and he had not eaten the bread, Rabbi Yechonon says, Eino Loike, Mishum Da'av Lav She'im B'Maisa. He does not get Malkas because he violated the Lav without an action. Apparently, Rabbi Yechonon holds, Lav She'im B'Maisa, Ein Loike N'Lav. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yechonon indeed holds, Lav She'im B'Maisa, Ein Loike N'Lav, because Stam Achrina Ashkach, there's another anonymous Mishnah, Daf Chaf Aleph, that holds this way. As the Mishnah there says, Shavuos lo eichel kikar zu, Shavuos lo eichlena, v'achla, ein chayv l'achas. If a person swore that he will not eat this loaf, and then he swore again that he will not eat the same loaf, If he did eat the loaf, he's liable only once. And the Mishnah concludes, Zui Shvuz Bitu Shechayav Nazdein Makas, Vashagagasa Karbonar L'Biyarit. Only for this form of Shvua does one get Malkas B'Mezid, and he must bring a Karbon B'Shagig. Zuhi D'Chayav Nazdein Makas implies, however, Aval Eichel V'Loy Ochel Loy Laki. If one made an opposite Shvua, that he will eat this loaf, and he did not eat the loaf, he does not get Malkas, apparently because Lav She'im B'Meisa ain't Loikin Love. And Rebbe Chanan holds like that's Tam Mishnah. I think Mar points out that although Rebbe wrote both Mishnayos, there's no contradiction regarding Lav She'im B'Meisa, because when Rebbe first wrote our Mishnah, he held Lav She'im B'Meisa Loikin Love B'Sasma. Then when he wrote the later Mishnah, he changed his mind and held Lav She'im B'Meisa ain't Loikin Love B'Sasma. And the Mishnah Leizazimim Kaima, he left the first Mishnah in its original form as a Tam Mishnah. This discussion continues into the next daf.